Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Peter with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, two Greens MPs have been found in contempt of Parliament, one receiving a 36-hour precinct ban. Greens MP for South Brisbane, Amy McMahon, has been banned from sitting in Parliament today after introducing a bill aimed at raising revenue from increased gas royalties to offer a $500 cost of living payment to Queenslanders. Member for Maywa, Michael Berkman's penalty is yet to be determined for interjecting without apology during debate for the Strengthening Community Safety Bill. McMahon says she will be spending today volunteering in the community and will hold a free barbecue in Musgrave Park this afternoon.
And the owner of a trawler-based restaurant refuses to accept a Supreme Court decision upholding the termination of his mooring deed at Dockside Marina in Kangaroo Point. Brisbane River terminated the Prawnster restaurant's deed in April as its Crown lease does not allow for commercial activity on the marina. The restaurant's owner, Martin Brennan, told Brisbane Times that the court refused to look at the underlying Crown lease and only ruled on Brisbane River's termination of the deed. Brennan says closing down isn't an option and is consulting lawyers for a solution.
In national news, an Indigenous mass burial ground has been unearthed at a housing development site in Rivalea. 29 sets of remains have been found since April, most of which are being stored in a shipping container on site. Work has been halted in areas where remains were found. The Walker Corporation, currently working on the $3 billion housing development, has asked the state government for permission to relocate the remains. This is endorsed by the Kaurna Yirrta Aboriginal Corporation, despite ongoing controversy. Elder Geoffrey Newchurch, who is acting as a cultural heritage monitor for the Kaurna Yirrta Aboriginal Government, says their goal is to ensure the bodies are never disturbed again. It is one of the biggest grave sites found in the Adelaide area.
Financial pressures are weighing heavily on Australia's social cohesion, a new study finds. The Scanlon Foundation Research Institute's 17th Annual Social Cohesion Report shows higher levels of financial stress, lower trust in government, weakening national pride, and growing concern about inequality. The study's author, Dr. James O'Donnell, says people are more pessimistic and more divided on major issues, but remain connected through strong communities and value in democracy and multiculturalism.
In international news, Nepal will ban TikTok over concerns the platform negatively affects social harmony. The Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, says that content shared on the platform disrupts family structures and social relations. It is unclear what triggered the ban. Days earlier, the Nepalese government ordered social media platforms operating in the country to set up offices. Gagan Thapa, leader of the Nepali Congress Party, part of the ruling coalition, opposes the decision, saying it will impact freedom of expression in the country. He says regulation is necessary to minimise online abuse, but shutting down the platform is wrong.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
I like 4z.
All right.